Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here today. As you mentioned, I'm with Pacific Life, and Pacific Life has come to market with an asset-based long-term care product. Each of your recruiters from Pacific Life carries this product. For those who aren't familiar with this, let me give you a little example of what this is and how it works. It's asset-based long-term care, and it really is more of an investment strategy than an insurance strategy. What happens is a client takes a lump sum, usually $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, repositions it into this contract because they're going to get three benefits. One benefit being long-term care insurance, the second benefit being a death benefit if they never need long-term care insurance, and the third benefit being a full and complete return of premium at any time for any reason. I bring my dollar bills up to give you an example. These aren't exact numbers to an illustration that you would get, but let's say a 55-year-old female has $100,000, so I have a dollar bill in my hand, has $100,000 sitting in a certificate of deposit. Now, what is it doing for her today? Whole lot of nothing, right? So it's doing nothing anyways. What she does is she repositions it. That's why it's an investment story. She repositions it into this contract. Now I have a $5 bill up, and for that dollar, we've leveraged it into five. Depending on age and gender, it might leverage into three, it might leverage into four, but I have a $5 bill, so I'm going to use five. It leverages into five for the purposes of long-term care. But what if she never needs it? Isn't that what all your clients think? It's not going to be me. I don't care what the statistics are, it's not going to be me. Now I have $2 up as a death benefit that goes back to her beneficiaries. So if she never needs long-term care, we're going to give her money plus a little bit more back to her beneficiaries as a death benefit. The good news is, either payment, whether it be the death benefit or the long-term care, are income tax-free. Oh, and by the way, these dollars, the long-term care dollars, can be spent at home. They can be spent in an adult daycare, assisted living, or nursing home. How many of your clients want to go to a nursing home? How many of you want to go to a nursing home? Nobody. Nobody wants to go there. So they're going to use this for home care. Here's the best part. What if she changes her mind? We're going to give her back all her dollars, her $100,000, at any time for any reason. It's 100% return of premium, any time, any reason. There's no caveats, there's no catches. She wants her money back, it's liquid, we give it back to her. Let me make it even better. The underwriting process, a one-hour phone call. No doctor visit, no paramed exam, and no doctor records request. We're not talking 3 months into the future, we're talking 3 weeks. It's a short process. Can I just get one of these? Give me one of those. That's just gotta be awesome. Come on, you're live producers, right? How long's the case take? Not with this, it's an hour phone call. The people you're looking for are in the sweet spot is 50 to 70. Net worth north of 750, your high net worth clients. Even your $10 million and $20 million clients, this is appropriate for. It's an investment strategy. Those who are reasonably healthy, I have with me a pre-qualifying tool that helps you understand whether or not they would qualify. Those who have long-term care experience, great prospect for this. So the underwriting is very simple. Let me give you a phone number where you can get more information. Again, your first stop should be your Pacific Life recruiter. You can also call our long-term care sales desk at 855-584-0661. Let me end with a story, and I'll do two if I have time. A friend of mine, grandmother was worth $1.6 million. They made the conscious decision not to buy long-term care insurance because she had enough. Maybe she did. But after the fourth stroke and all the long-term care, there was only $300,000 left. That's bad enough. The worst part is three children not speaking to each other for the rest of their lives. One of those children wanted to make sure she had her inheritance ahead of mom's care. Therefore, she thought the other child that lived at home, or not at home, but in the town, should take care of Mom. Thank you. I appreciate the time.